Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Takes a lot to change a man. Hell, it takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is originally from Brazil and moved to Boston to improve her English and attend graduate school. She received her MBA degree from Suffolk University and took a position in sales, hoping it would lead her to the marketing position that she really wanted. After serving a year and a half in the sales position, she received an award for her efforts, which I think is amazing, by the way. And was offered her dream marketing job. Sadly, she was unable to relocate, and in her own words, her marketing dreams died. And I know that's not funny, but it makes me laugh. So now she is living a new dream, helping others collapse time so they can start to see results in their own dream life instead of waiting for several years. Francine Fontana, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and you have a great sense of humor. So you were like,
the point is your marketing dreams died. They did.
Back then. So now I do have a question. This first segment, we're going to talk all about how a transformational life coach program can help you. But you spent almost 11 years. So that first year and a half, you won the award, but then you continued to stay in that industry and you were in the industry for 11 years. And it was not fulfilling. So why did you stay?
Well, you know, I think it was a lot of different, a lot of learning about the industry. Was a lot of learning.
And a lot of reasons people stay where they are at.
Yeah. And I changed jobs too. I actually worked for two companies within those 11 years. Mm. And, you know, and I think from my perspective is I was kind of going with the flow of, you know, I felt like, well, life is going to take me to my destiny and I'm going to be exactly, which in a way it's true, but it's sort of like, it took me a long time to get to where I came. And if I had more of a dream and a vision for my life, I wouldn't be, you know, it was all, I can't get back all those 10 years.
No, you can't gain back that time.
Yes.
Well, you don't feel like you wasted your time though?
No, it wasn't a waste. It was a learning. And I feel like it kind of, in a way, it did take me to where I was meant to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I think it's like I could have also in those 10 years had more experiences and kind of being like 10 years of living my purpose.
Yeah, you could have lived more.
Yeah.
So you were going through the motions.
I was. I kind of felt sometimes like I'm in a little boat and I'm going through the current and the ocean is just taking me to the beach I'm supposed to be.
Oh. So you were just along for the ride.
I was.
Wow.
I was a passenger in the seat of my own life.
Wow. And then so really, when did you finally see that light?
Well, it was a long process. And the thing that changed everything for me was when my daughter was born.
Mm. Happens to a lot of us.
Yes.
Things change.
Things change and you reevaluate and you have the things that you wish for your kids. Then you start realizing, you know, I want all these wonderful things for her life, you know, and I want her to be loved and fulfilled and do the things that she loves and feel accomplished. And that's not what I saw in my own life.
Yeah. So did you have like the standard maternity leave and then go back to work? And then you sort of saw all of that unfolding?
Yeah, I
Because you were in the pharmaceutical
business. Yeah. I had a great maternity leave. It was almost 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. And I didn't want to go back to work, after she was born. And I did.
But you did.
And then, and every day I went to work after that, I felt like my soul died a little bit.
Mm.
And that's when I started realizing, like, this is definitely not what I want for my life. This doesn't feel right, doesn't feel good.
But sometimes it takes time to realize that.
It does. It does take time.
Yeah, sometimes a lot of time.
Yes.
Mm.
Because I think we go through life, a lot of people go through life very unconscious. It's a lot of unconscious living.
Yeah.
Just going with the flow or doing what it is that you're doing right now.
Unconscious living.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, and just going through the motions, going through the flow, and doing everything because fear.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and I think it's also repetitive patterns in your life.
Mm.
And you just get used to doing that. And there's a comfort.
It's easier.
There's a comfort that comes with it. And like the devil you know.
Yeah, versus the devil you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, very interesting. Well, so there are many certifications in coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And why did you choose to be certified by Mary Morrissey?
Yes.
What was so good about this program?
Well, the interesting thing is when I first kind of came into my purpose and I realized that I had been able to change my life and, have a life that I love living. And I decided that I wanted to be a life coach because I thought, I see so many people living their lives unconsciously and not living to their full potentials and unhappy, not living life and not liking their job and not liking the current situation.
Like with happy, everything. But not thriving.
Yes.
Mm,
well, like, and a lot of times unhappy.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're just not really realizing how unhappy they are, Mm. And
because they don't know any better.
Exactly. Because you get used to that, and
you only know what you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I realized I was like, I would love to become a certified life coach so I could help people change their life so they can love their life.
Mm.
And then it was one of those amazing things that I came across Mary Morrissey and her program. It's called Dream Builder. And in that program, it's exactly what it is. It's a 12-week program to help. It helps people design and build a life that they love living.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, like this is exactly, because initially I started thinking like, how am I gonna,
how am I gonna do this?
I know I did it for myself. Like what were the steps that I took and how, it's like, it felt overwhelming to me. Like how would I put those in a process that I know that, I know what worked for me, but in a process that I know will help other people that I will work with.
So you didn't even do the program to change your own life. You just did it organically on your own.
I did.
But it took many years.
It took me 10 years to do it. And that's when I kind of realized, this program is a 3-month program and it accelerates that growth and accelerates that. Because you can spend your whole life self-improving and working on yourself and healing
reading books.
But then ultimately, and that's what happened to me. I realized I worked so much and I had a friend tell me like, oh my God, you're such a different person than you were even 5 years ago when I met you. And it's amazing. Mm. And you're beautiful inside. And you, you're just so different right now. And then I looked at my life outside of myself and I was like, you know what? I don't see that beautiful transformation showing in my life, like in my 3D life, how happy I am and how, fulfilled I am. And then I realized I was like, and that's why like a life coaching program really helps, because it is about the self-healing and about like knowing yourself deeply, but it's also about living your life. And having that life that is fulfilling, and I think it's, if I had known about life coaching and the Dream Builder program,
you would have done it 10 years ago.
I would have done it.
Yeah.
Because it is about doing it.
And I love that you say it's about collapsing time.
Mm-hmm.
And, rather than waiting for years and years and years.
Yes.
So I think that's phenomenal. You are in a really good place. I know you are living your life purpose.
I am. And I love it.
All right. Well, we have to go to break. But before we do, so how long did it take you to change your own template, like those limiting beliefs that we have? And you talk about having a new template.
Yes. Well, it took me a long time. It took me, I started working on myself about 10 years ago. And, you know, it's piece by piece and little realizations by little realizations. But, you know, it's like when you have a structure of support and you're working towards something, it's like things come up faster because you have a goal.
When you have that goal when you have that support.
Yeah.
And when you have the system and the plan and the toolkit.
Yeah.
Really, because that's what it is. I'm looking at it right now. I know people can't see me, but I printed it and it's free on your website.
Yes.
So people can go to your website, FontanaCoaching.com, and they can download it. But really, when I filled it out, I realized it doesn't stop there.
No, that's the beginning. That's just to kind of get the flow.
I'm sort of like filling it all out and I'm like, oh boy, now what? Right? Yeah. So, all right. Well, we do have to go to break. I hope you can stay with us. My guest is Francine Fontana. And I forgot to say, welcome to Team Power Plymouth.
Thank you.
You are in the Plymouth location, Powerful Women Rise. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I am so excited to tell you that my debut book will be published soon. My book is entitled I Am on a Love Diet, and it's practically an experiment. I share with my readers many confessions and revelations throughout because a grapefruit diet is just not realistic anymore. You can get a free copy of Chapter 1 right now and be one of the first to get your hands on a copy. A love diet is personal. Start your love diet today and visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. What a beautiful song.
Yes.
I love the line, the years run too short and the days too fast. The things you lean on are the things that don't last. Oh, my God. I'm like, all of the lyrics in this song are just perfect. It's just really, you need to pay attention and not, anyway.
Yes, we need to live in the present.
In the present moment. But that is also an art.
It is. It's like a learned behavior. Like we're not taught that. We always live in the past or in the future.
I am like writing about that right now, how it's an art and it's, you know, you just never put down the paintbrush.
Yeah.
Because living in the present moment takes practice.
It does. That's why meditation, I think, for me,
yes,
kind of helped me so much with that.
Well, yeah. I meditate. But I'm still not always living in the present moment.
No, but it kind of builds up. And then eventually, one day you're going to, you know,
it's
things
gonna
are going to click. Well,
it
clicks little by little. And then one day you go like, wow, I'm actually like, I haven't realized I have been doing this. Pat in the back.
Yes. Pat on the back for myself. So this next segment, I want to talk about the importance of having a crystal clear vision for our lives. Mm-hmm. And so I want to ask you, how does harnessing our imagination help us get a more clear vision?
So we need to use our creative imagination. So it's imagination, but in a creative way. So you have to think about like what it is that I would love to have in my life. What is it that I would love more of in my life? And then you...
Not about things.
Not about things, but like about experiences. And it could be things too, but you know, that's like in a lower level. But yeah. In a higher level, like what is it that you would love to experience in your life? Like, what would you like to be doing that would feel fulfilling to you?
Like back to the boat analogy, do you want to have a boat or do you want to experience the feelings of being on a boat?
And you talk about all of that because you have to be like, in order to create that crystal clear, and this is where the imagination comes in, you have to, I see it almost like as a moving theater, a movie in your mind. So you start thinking, you start with a starting point. So like, oh, I'll have to boat. I'll have to have a boat. And then like, what it is about the boat that you would love to have in your life? Like, oh, I would love to get on my boat and have my friends over and then just go to the islands and, you know, have a wonderful day, enjoy the sunset and have good, deep conversations with my friends or have a good time or whatever it is. And then as you're saying these things, because we actually think in pictures, in images. And so you have to create those images in your own mind and then develop that little story. It's like a little movie that you run in your life, and you need to use your creative imagination to do that.
We think in pictures.
Yes.
That is very cool. Yes. I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of like, if you think about it, like, you know, when you go to New York City and then there's a statue in the middle.
Yeah.
And then she's holding a torch and, you know, holding a torch up. And like, what do you see in your mind? You see the Statue of Liberty.
The picture.
You see the picture. So you have to use your creative imagination to really develop that and kind of, you know, and so what part of the process is using your creative imagination and kind of developing a little movie of what it is that you would love to experience
and what it is that you want
and what it is that you want for your life. And then, you know, in all different aspects of your life, in all different quadrants of your life. But then the other part to that is you have to feel in your body. Because our body tells us how something feels to us, and that's our thermostat of like our own internal thermostat that we ignore all the time. But so like when you start imagining all of that scene, you know, you're in a boat with your friends, the sunset, how does that feel in your body? Like, is it a feeling of constriction? It's like a heavy feeling, or is it a feeling that's
lightness.
Like up? Yes,
yeah.
Lightness and
carefree.
Yes, and that's what you're looking for, because those are the things that resonate with you. The feelings that you have that are expansive. That when you feel in your body that they're expansive, those are the feelings that resonate with you, with your soul.
Now, I know that a person that is not a good fit for you is someone who makes excuses or they are not willing to change. Mm-hmm. But when you're thinking and focusing about these pictures of this positive, beautiful life that you dream for yourself, you know, sometimes what we don't want will get in the way. How do you help your clients focus on and go back to focusing on what they want versus what they don't want?
Yeah, you know, that is the thing with awareness. A lot of people do that. They focus on the, and actually I did that myself.
Well, everyone does it, and I slip up once in a while, but for the most part, 98% of the time, I am telling people, like husband, children, you know, what do you want? Tell me what you want. And I'm asking myself that same question too. Mm-hmm. What do I want? So, but every now and then, what I don't want slips in.
Yeah, but you have a level of awareness of that, and that's why you keep refocusing yourself on what it is that you want. A lot of people don't know that, and they just keep going on. I did for years, like, oh, you know, like you hear from a lot of people, oh, what would you like? I don't know what I like, but I know what I don't like, and those are the easiest things. And you know, and it's a good starting point. But then you have to shift your awareness and kind of focus on what it is that you want. So it's a process as well, and it's a process of, you know, like working with a life coach. It's sort of when I catch it, I bring it up.
Yes,
and
you catch those things like
it.
Left and right all over the place, I'm sure, because you know what to look for.
Yeah.
Okay, and then sometimes fear can hold us back. So here we are thinking and envisioning this beautiful boat and this beautiful lifestyle. But then all the different things about fear are going to, like, how am I going to get the money for that boat? Or how am I going to take the time off?
Yeah.
Like, all of those fears come in.
Yes, they do. And, you know, fear has killed more dreams than
I know.
Failure.
So we have to step over them. We have to work around them. We have to kick them to the curb.
No, the way out is through. You work through your fears.
Okay. Through fears
you
is the way.
You work through your fears. Because, you know, like the fear is, we perceive it as being as a negative because that's not us not getting what we want.
Mm.
But actually, fear is a, you know, failure is a prerequisite for success.
Mm.
And it's just, failure is, it's the reason why a lot of people have these fears, because they feel like they're going to fail. They're not going to be able to do it.
So can you elaborate on your thoughts about our, you know, true success being measured by the quotient of personal healing?
Yes. So in order to have our dream life, we need to be able to ask these questions of ourselves. What is it that I would love to have an experience and being able to manifest that in your life? And the same way that you're looking for the feeling that you have within yourself, it's a feeling of expansion and growth. And in order to do that, you need to be connected with who you truly are.
Mm.
Because if you're not being yourself, if you're not acting from your true essence of who you are, and if you're acting because of, you know, trauma in the past and unconscious behavior, you're not acting from who you truly are. And in order to act more from where you truly are and being yourself and express yourself in this world as you, you need to hear yourself. And so, you know. Mm.
Hear or heal?
Heal.
Mm.
You need to heal yourself. And
heal yourself and in order to be true and honest.
To yourself, yes.
Hmm. Wow.
So therefore, like when, you know, when you.
This is a lot of information.
because ultimately life is about fully expressing yourself, you know, in this world. Like every single one of us has like a unique gift that's unique to only us, because we are all unique individuals.
Mm.
And when we are not connected to who we are and we don't bring those gifts forth into the world, there's a gap of like that would never be filled. You know, think about your life and like every life that you have touched. If you had not kind of heard your purpose and being yourself and be authentic to yourself.
I know.
You know, like I wouldn't be here today.
I know. I know. I have many things that I want to say right now, but I want to save them for a private conversation. All right. We do have to go to break. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Francine Fontana, and you can find her on Instagram and Facebook, as well as FontanaCoaching.com. Go get the free little toolkit. It's really awesome. Kickstart. And I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Werdemann, and I am here to help you navigate your life's next chapter through mind, balance, and wellness living. At every phase of our lives, through marriage, career changes, kids, and retirement, I am there for my clients emotionally to help create a personalized life plan. With my foundational coaching perspective and certified financial planning background, together we can create a plan for you through each chapter of your life. Contact me today through mbwliving.com for your free consultation.
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I just love this interview, let me just say, because it's bringing out questions about me personally, and I'm like, okay, nope, I need to put that on hold and talk to you about that privately. But then over the break, we were talking, you started to tell me something, and I said, nope, don't go any further, say it on the air. So yes. Tell me about this breadcrumb philosophy.
Well, when you start healing yourself and, you know, just like self-discovery journey, I feel, and for me, that's kind of how it was exactly. You start following the breadcrumbs, so you start somewhere.
Somewhere. You have to start somewhere.
You find something. So for me, when I started, I was like, you know, I'm going to go to therapy. And I did that. And then I had a friend that was like, you know, I have this woman that I do energy work with, and you know, she's amazing, you should go. And she gave me this lady's card four or five times before I actually picked up the phone and called. And then I started going to her, and it was an unbelievable transformative process for me. And then from there, we found something else. And you know, and then I did that for a while, and it is really like one thing kind of leads to another when it's the same thing as when the student is ready, the teacher shows up.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And also, I love that you are sharing that you devour all kinds of things about spirituality and energy healing and quantum physics. What is body code healing?
So there's body code healing. There's an emotional code that it was developed. I forget the name of the guy who developed, but it's a healing modality that pretty much like everything, all your traumas and your emotions are actually stored in your body. And there's a system to actually
unlocking.
Heal and release and unlock. And you find out a lot of like, oh, that is why I do this. And, you know, you could actually release a lot of those and transform them.
That is amazing. So now I really want to ask you, because I thought this, you said we are not meant to be stagnant. We, mm-hmm. and AKA green growing edges. What do you mean when you say life is always seeking a more expanded version of itself? So life meaning people, plants.
Yeah.
Any life.
It's like the whole universe is like that. It's always expanding and shifting and changing. The Greek growing edges comes from the Talmud, a Jewish ancient book, says that.
What is the book again?
Talmud. And it's, I forget exactly how it says, but it's kind of like, it's as if every single blade of grass has an angel leaning over it, whispering, grow. And that kind of force is in the weed and the grass that kind of pokes through the cement to see light, so to seek light and continue to grow and express itself. And that is also in us, that same energy. You know, we are all, everything is just one thing, and you know, it's just energy. And we have that in us as
whether
well.
We know it or not, we are being whispered to.
Exactly.
To grow,
because in the universe, things are either growing or dying, you know, and there's the like slight period of stagnation as well. But that's not living. That's not fully growing and expressing yourself.
Now, how does the simple act of making a decision, how can just simply making a decision almost deactivate old limiting beliefs or activate new beliefs? Just making a decision.
Well, making a decision, actually, when you make a decision and you say, you know, today is the day that I'm no longer okay with what's going on in my life. Today is the day that I'm going to change this. And you make that firm, committed decision to yourself.
Because everything is a choice. But then once you make the decision.
And you make the decision, you take a step. Because that first step is so important, that it's right after you make the decision, because that's kind of like, it's the action in place that it's the signal, like, I'm taking this step and this is what I'm doing. Because if you just say, I'm going to change, and then you don't do anything about it, nothing really happens.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you make that
and
decision.
That's just going through the motions. You say, I'm going to change, I'm going to do this instead.
Or I'm going to wait for the circumstances to be perfect before I can make a change
And that's almost a crutch, right?
It is a crutch.
Like, you know, that way you'll never be held accountable because nothing will ever be perfect.
Nothing is ever perfect. And, you know, opportunities never come when things are convenient in our lives.
Say that again. Say that again. Opportunities will never
come when it's convenient.
When it's convenient.
So you have to make things happen for yourself, you know. And the thing is, when you make that decision, it's actually your paradigms get activated, you know. Mm. And paradigms are, you know, your beliefs about yourself, about how you think the world operates.
So it's, they get activated or they get shifted?
Well, they first get activated because there's so your paradigms are like the patterns, the thoughts that keep you stuck in your situation that you're in.
Mm.
You know, your thoughts dictate, you know, your world pretty much. And so your paradigms keep you having the same thoughts. And so your paradigms could be like, you know, I'm not good enough for that. Oh, this is never going to happen for me.
Yeah.
Or I can't afford this.
I'm not good enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not enough.
Or, you know, or there's a lot of that. And, you know, and then so all of these patterns get activated because one side of you want to change and you want to expand and you want to, you know, have the beautiful life.
Yeah.
But then there's another side of you that is comfortable where you are because it's what you know. And so there's almost like when you make a decision to change your life and you take that first step, then there's also like there's almost like a gravitational pull that pulls you towards your comfort level. So that's when those paradigms kind of kick in because they kind of like, well, let's go back to our comfort zone.
Ah, they're pulling you back in.
They're pulling back in because it's just the repeating patterns repeating themselves. And that's why, you know,
it's people, the devil you know.
It's the devil you know. And that's why people keep repeating their patterns over and over again. It's so common for people to say, you know, I'm really unhappy with this job. I'm going to change my job. But then they go and get another job and it's like six and half a dozen. And, you know, it's good for a while, but then they find out, oh, I'm kind of feeling the same way that I did about my previous job. And
yeah, because they're just switching one egg for another. I don't know what the analogy is for that, but if they're just changing and they're going into a similar job, it's new people, new faces.
Yeah, so it feels exciting for a little bit, but then in the reality, the core of it is not.
And then it fades. Yeah, just like relationships.
Yes.
Just like relationships.
Well, a lot of people, that's my thing, like, so many people look for relationships as someone to complete them and someone to love them. And
you complete me. You had me at hello.
Yeah.
Forget the movie.
Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not like we have to complete ourselves. We have to be happy within ourselves, with our own lives, you know, and everything else, the way I see it is, you know, it's the cherry on top. And
yeah,
you can't count on anyone else to do that for you.
A good fit for you, a good person for you, a good client, or somebody that you really want to help, a person, right, is somebody that wants to change and expand and improve their life. So again, not somebody that makes excuses.
Yeah, you need to be ready to change and you need to want to change.
Willing to invest.
Really to invest in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel so many people don't invest in themselves. Like they invest in things and, you know, in different things.
Manicure and pedicure is great, but that's not really investing
in
yourself.
That's not an investment. That's not investment in yourself. Like, you know, I'm talking about like doing emotional work and healing yourself and investing in your life.
Yeah.
So many people save money for a rainy day, but, you know, they live their lives. Oh, they have this little money for, you know, for my rainy day. And it's sort of, how about if you invest that money in yourself so you can have a wonderful life right now? And the money, you know, you can envision in your life to have the money and you can make it happen.
Yeah.
We the whole point to life coaching and to
make
this,
it happen, just like Mariah Carey says.
Yeah. And the thing is, we are far more powerful.
I know.
Than what we think. And
we
are more powerful than any circumstances in our lives.
I know.
We are more powerful than any conditions that we have in our
it's
lives.
It's scary, though. That's scary to me.
What do you mean scary?
To know that we are more powerful than we can ever even imagine.
Yes, and isn't that a waste? And sad that we don't live that full potential.
I know. I'm coming towards the end of writing the book, and I've got a lot of limiting beliefs.
I almost feel like a lot of this should be taught in schools. You know,
I know
we learn the subjects and things like that, but it's we don't learn about life in school.
I know.
For sure.
I know. I totally agree with you. And even mental health in schools, we should have some mental health stuff going on in schools. Yeah. Well, we do have to go to break. We have one last segment. I hope you can stay with us. My guest is Francine Fontana. You can go to FontanaCoaching.com, and you are an energy booster. I feel like I just want to say. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial, spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Alone in my car, I'm in a parking lot. Darkest spot in my mind, my tongue is dry. Why do I crumble quickly, stumble swiftly? Cursing myself, I burn the furniture. A million times in my head, I'm feeling low. Got nowhere to go, but back up again. You gotta get bruised before you get mad. You gotta fall down before you fight back. Was feeling so weak, but baby, I'm strong. I know I'm a champion. I'm a champion.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And I do want to share that song is called Champion by Bishop Briggs. It's an amazing song. Such a powerful lift you up song.
Yes, love it.
And now, so, you know, really, I want to talk now. This is going to go by fast because it's the last segment.
Okay.
What significant changes can a person see in just 12 weeks of working with you?
There's so much that can happen. In 12 weeks, you can have a huge change in your mindset, in your outlook in life. What happens is you have a huge change and shift in your level of awareness of your life. And you start seeing lives through a completely different, your life through a completely different angle when you kind of start seeing lens, and you can start seeing the possibilities of what truly you can achieve in life. And, you know, you can see some results. Like, a lot of times, I don't know if we have time for this, but my coach, Mary Morrissey, she had a plan to build something in 10 years, and she was able to complete it within 10 months.
Oh.
Talking about collapsing time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's the thing impressive. Is, this the Dream Builder program is amazing, and it's if you do the work, it works.
Yeah. Time just slips away.
It does.
It doesn't. When you know what you want, nothing is going to get in your way.
Exactly. When you have that clear vision of what it is that you want, you find a way to make it happen.
So tell me about this Dream Builder Toolkit. Let's talk about it a little bit more before we wrap up. I mean, really, there's a couple of steps. I started filling it out. You grabbed it earlier, and then I snagged it back because I wrote all my personal information in here.
And you're like, don't read this.
I didn't want you looking at it, but you know, I'll share it with you later. But I thought this was interesting to like sort of put your little check marks on health and relationships, you know, sort of flag them, you know, from the scale of 1 to 10, health, relationships, career, spirituality.
Yeah.
I just thought the whole thing was great. And I, you know, I need to figure out how to do more.
Yeah. Well, no, that is a great toolkit to kind of start getting you started thinking about your life and expanding. And the thing is, like, I look at life through there. You can put everything in your life in four main quadrants. So it's your health, know, and your vocation, your time and money freedom, in your relationships quadrant. So you can put all of those in that, and then you can kind of, you know, ask yourself how my relationship quadrant is right now.
How do I feel about it? How do I rate it as it exists today?
Yes, and what is going on there? And then you, and then you, and then having answered that, is, you know, clarity is power and knowledge. And then you say, okay, with that, and then what would I love more of? Or instead, what would I love to experience in this life? What else I don't have that I would love?
Well, and then there's a couple of steps. So finding point A. So finding point A in the little kit is step one.
Yes, you have to know the first step is
you need a foundation to build from.
Yes, and then the step A is sort of like also where are you right now in your life? You know, so when I talk to people, I do strategy sessions to help people figure this out. And so we talk about like what right now are your longings and your discontents in your life. So like what are the things that you would love to have in your life right now? But also like what are you discontented with?
Yeah.
You know, what are the things that are kind of weighing down on you?
Weighing you down.
So you have to have a complete awareness of what are your longings and what are your discontents, because that's going to signal to you. You know, the areas that you would love to see a bigger, fuller expression of itself, you know, like what bigger possibilities and more of that in your life. And then once you figure that out, that's your point A, that's where you are in your life right now, or what you have going on. And then you think about, okay, what is the dream that I would love to have in my life? What is the kind of life that I would love to have in all of those four quadrants? And then you say, so that's point B. That's where you would love to be. And then there's a gap.
That's where you paint the picture.
And that's where you paint the picture. And then you look and then you see, okay, there's point A and there's point B and there's a gap. How am I going to bridge that gap to get there?
Well, we are out of time.
Oh, already?
I know.
It was by so fast.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So I just want to ask you real quick, in like 30 seconds or less, in the end, why do you believe that the most important thing is the person you become along the journey?
Because by going through this transformational process, you find yourself.
There you go. Your true self.
Your true self and who you truly are.
And who you were meant to be.
Who you were meant to be, and that's what it's all about.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here. You have amazing energy. You can go to fontanacoaching.com for more information and to grab your toolkit. It is free. Just have to sign up with your email. You can also find Francine on Instagram and Facebook. I want to leave you with a final quote by Les Brown, which we both loved.
Yeah.
Too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears. So true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.